T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday, DGS. About 4:08. Man, I watched this Chef's Table earlier today, and it was set in Sicily. Tony, aren't you from Sicily?
Mm-hmm.
And there's this town there. They're talking about how industrialized and modernized it's become, and they're all sad about it. And there's this one town there that's fairly sizable, thousands of people, where they've only had one commercial grocery store ever, and it failed. No one was interested. Every single person there gets all their food either like from the ocean or from a fresh market, and it's all fresh produce and fresh vegetables. There's just nothing processed at all. And is there any way to argue that that's not the best way to live?
Nope.
They're interviewing them. They're all just like, that's insane to eat. Like, why would I eat something that someone made, packaged, shipped, and then I opened it and I put it in a microwave? Like, this is so opposite of how we live.
Mm-hmm. And we've tricked ourselves, I think, into thinking that that's somehow cleaner, that going through the processing is somehow checking the food to make sure it's better, when they're not doing anything to it except adding something that does it, that to prolong so it doesn't spoil faster,
right,
or so maybe it looks better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be cleaner than when it's fresh.
There was a guy, he makes gelato, is his thing. And he's like the best in the world. But he also makes food at his cafe. I think it's Cecilia Cafe, something like that. It's been there 125 years, four generations. And his dad was like a god in Sicily. And they just made the same things over and over again. And everyone loved them. Everyone was happy. But he's on Chef's Table. He's very creative. And he started changing the menu and combining things and doing oyster gelato and crazy things like that. And the town just abandoned him and said, like, this is not what we want. And his dad was like 99, and it made his dad heartbroken and sad. And he's telling this story. And it's Chef's Table, so you're waiting for, but then
right,
my dad and I combined on a dish and everyone came back. No, he's like, yeah, my dad, he was so sad, and he barely talked to me, and, well, then he died.
Heartbroken.
He died heartbroken.
It's horrible.
Because he thought that he had ruined the 125-year tradition.
You can't change things, man. There's a...
honestly, like, it came to me like an epiphany that... I get it, iPhones, and now you got the 12, and you're generally going to have the 28, and I'm always talking to Rach about how do we reinvent the show, and this, and this, and this, and this. Things need freshened. But sometimes just leave it the F alone.
How many times have you done the McDonald's rant? Just
yeah.
Just burger and fries, knock it off.
There's a mochi shop in, I think, Kyoto, Japan.
Not familiar.
It's kind of like ice cream almost. I think
okay.
It's wrapped in rice paper.
Yeah.
It's ice cream wrapped in rice paper.
It is verifiably 1,020 years old. And it's been in this family since the year 1,000.
Wait.
Wow.
One piece of it?
No, the shop.
Oh, my God.
The shop that makes
the business.
It.
I was like...
The business is verifiably 1,000 years old.
The business is verifiably 1,020
okay.
years old, and they haven't changed a thing.
Ever.
That's awesome.
Just in 1,000 years, they've been making it the same general way.
I find
way,
that
the same
so
type of
cozy.
Food.
Yeah.
It's so cozy.
Yeah.
And they haven't raised their prices
either. And you know, the guy...
Same guy runs
your
it.
Guy, Chef Table guy...
chicken.
You... Put a couple of new things on the menu. Don't remake the whole. Don't give the whole thing a facelift.
How does that sound to you guys? That, Rach, you're born into the Zimmerman Mochi dynasty. They're the corn dog dynasty, whatever. And everyone for generations, I don't know why I craft on your family like that. Like you guys,
I'll take the corn dog. I'll take the corn dog dynasty.
The Zimmerman Beanie Roll dynasty.
I'll take it too. It's better than the current non-existent dynasty.
Right? Yeah.
At least it's a dynasty. But no, you're born. And you run around your dad's feet as he's making the corn dogs. And
what a sweet story.
And you know you're going to make a good living just like everyone else has, but you just got to keep doing the exact same thing everyone's done. Do you find that cozy or like suffocating?
I would think it was awesome.
I would too.
It was awesome. Yeah, I mean, you get to honor your family and make a bunch of money. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people have the right to be like, that's not what I want for my life. You can't put me in a box. You have the right to do that, but but just also recognize that when your family's been that successful, they gave you the option to not do what they're doing. You know, there's been so many family businesses where it's like, you got to take this over because this is everything we have. Is
like
in, this.
In Japan with sushi, where in the gyro, I did it again. Is it gyro? Is it hero?
What are you talking
about?
Sushi.
Hero.
It's Hero Dreams of Sushi.
Hero Dreams of Sushi. Not
he always calls it
sushi.
It's Gyro Digs Sushi.
Sushi.
But anyway, like the
sushi
son
man.
Takes over and says,
I don't even know what you're talking about. So you're,
I have
you
no idea.
Either, you could say it any way you want.
I think Tony'd like it, don't you?
Sure.
Yeah, it's about this guy that makes the best sushi in Japan. And it's really, it's a great movie.
It's a documentary.
Documentary. But anyway, like his son or the son of one of the greats just basically says, well, I mean, I don't have a choice. My dad made sushi. I make sushi. What am I going to do? Sell insurance? Mm-hmm. It's just like, this is what you do.
Can you imagine being the guy, like it's your kid is the one that's like, I know this mochi shop has been open for 1,000 years, but I don't know. I kind of want to go, you know, want to go be on the radio or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine?
Why'd you choose that thing?
You know, but you know what I mean? Like the one that's first job I could think of. I want to go work at the library. I can see the library from here. But like the one that breaks the...
Yeah.
What is that, like 30-generation tradition? Mm.
I want to be an influencer. I don't want to take over the corn dog industry. Now, I want to sell flat tummy tea on Instagram.
I want to be an Instagram model.
Couple of legal stories. Last night there was an execution. This guy, Corey Johnson, who killed 7 people in 1992. First of all, 1992. But they almost delayed it. Anyone want to take a shot?
Okay.
COVID.
He had COVID.
Ugh.
They almost delayed it because he was getting over COVID. He was feeling okay, but he still had COVID. And they said while he's still suffering from COVID,
yeah,
it would be cruel and unusual under the Eighth Amendment to put him to death.
What does the Eighth Amendment say exactly?
It's not cruel and unusual to put him to death when he's not sick.
Right.
Like, I wish that we didn't have the death penalty. I don't know why it's the government's place to make those kind of decisions, but it is always incredibly confusing to me whenever they make choices like this. Like, yeah. Oh, it's only cruel and unusual if his nose is stuffed up.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember the guy who was obese?
Yeah.
They were like, no.
And they didn't.
We can't kill him because he's obese.
It would take too much, literally, it would take too much drugs.
That's what it was. Yeah, they were like, it's too expensive.
That's all the drugs we have.
Yeah. Like, triple the drugs.
Yeah.
I thought it was because his weight, because the drugs would take longer
yes,
to go through
Yes, and it would make
system,
him suffer more, yeah.
And he may suffer more.
Oh, well, that kind of makes sense to me then, right? Like, I mean, if it's...
I don't even know if it was... It was like...
Yeah, but if all you have to
you're
do
still
is
gonna be
gain
out.
200 pounds...
You're still going to be out. It just takes longer for it to go through your system and...
They don't do the electric chair anymore, right?
Remember about a month ago, they just changed the laws where you can now. Where in certain states you can elect to,
you elect it.
You elect
as
it.
The
you can have firing squad or electric chair.
Yeah, as the
which one would you pick?
I've always said explode my head.
Yeah,
put a stick of dynamite in my mouth and light it. Yeah.
How okay? Since it can't be cruel and unusual, how did we ever land on? Okay, here's the best way to do it, probably. You sit in a chair, we'll strap you down, and then we'll just shock you until you die. I mean, it can't be quick, right?
No. In fact,
stick a wet rag in your mouth.
Don't ever look into the history of the electric chair if you are at all squeamish.
I'm glad you warned me.
Because they it has many times failed or taken multiple tries.
Just watch Green Mile.
It is, yeah. It is. It is a horrible.
And at best, it's not a fast process. It's not like they strap you in and they hit the chair and then they turn it off and it's like, oh, there he goes.
Hanging
like,
sounds terrible, but it's supposed to be one of the easiest, quickest ways. Mm.
Unless it goes wrong, yeah. Which it has also.
The other legal story is Massimo, Lori Loughlin's husband.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw this.
Now, look, I don't blame a lawyer for doing anything you can do for your client.
Is he out?
No, but he's asking to. Here's the thing that pisses me off.
You remember his prison haircut?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He got all tough.
He's all American history.
Two things make me mad. One, he wants to do the rest of his sentence at home.
Yeah.
Under home arrest. We're all under home arrest, you piece of. I almost said S.
Right.
Because no one can really move about.
Right.
And you live in a $400 million mansion.
Yeah.
Put me at your house. I'll go live with Aunt Becky.
I'll be on house arrest for the rest of my life.
Me too.
In his house.
We're all going to go live at your
house.
You know
what? Guess what?
I will take Aunt Becky as my bride and live in your mansion. Fine.
And that wouldn't be... that wouldn't be a punishment of any kind.
That would be
vacation.
Yes. Yes.
That would be the Columbo family's greatest
yes.
vacation we ever took.
And
we got to go
thing,
live at Aunt Becky and Massimo's house.
The second thing is, it's taking an emotional toll.
I'm sure it is.
It's shit.
It's prison.
Well,
prison.
Isn't he in solitary yeah. confinement?
Yes.
And
why?
That's, why
Wait,
is
what?
He in there? Do
for
we know that?
For his own safety, right?
Oh.
Because he's a...
Oh,
and COVID.
Oh,
okay,
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
You are supposed to be under physical and emotional stress yeah. when you're in prison.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hmm. Plus, he doesn't have that. How much time does he have left?
His was like 4 months.
It was 5 months. He served two or three.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's
you
not like you're in
Massimo.
For 20 years.
Weeks.
No.
Right. No. Suck it up.
Also, if you notice, they have the same
I have no idea what he looks like.
He looks exactly like Aunt Becky.
I can see the haircut, but not him. What'd he look like?
He's growing out his hair.
Is that what Aunt Becky looks like?
Yeah, pretty much.
I guess they do kind
of
look
less facial hair, of course, for her.
Massimo.
Massimo.
Also.
Yeah, here's a good picture of the two of them together before he had the, before he did the.
Yeah.
Oh, they look
yeah.
the same.
He does.
Okay.
They look like brother and sister.
Yeah, they really do.
They look identical.
This is getting more and more illegal.
You guys know how science-based I am, but I always call it out when it just seems dumb. Science, as if there's just one guy, came out and said, oh, yeah, by the way, there's like half the number of galaxies we thought there were. See ya.
What?
Yeah.
But based on what?
I don't know. I guess someone didn't carry the one.
I thought there was like an infinite number.
That's what I thought.
Half of it.
That's what all my the last hour of my life every night is a lie. Just watching how the universe works.
I mean, that's why I have a hard time. I mean, I guess I believe this stuff, but I'm also like, you could never prove it to me because I don't know. And you're also not out there. You're just looking through telescopes and doing math. And the math is either working out or it's not. Like, there could be a missing piece we don't know about. Whenever they're like, oh, there's this and this on the sun and blah, blah, blah.
No, when they're
you
like,
don't know.
This, like, they say that
don't know.
The Milky Way and Andromeda, our closest galaxy, will run into each other, collide in another couple billion years, making, I swear to God, this is Milk Dromeda.
Yeah.
It's officially what it's called. Like,
right.
you guys need one of me to help you with things like that. And again, I'm not that smart to even fathom how you did it. But really? Like, you know the year that two galaxies are going to collide?
Milk Dromeda.
And yet you told me there were all these galaxies
now,
and you were wrong.
You're just taking it back. Dropping it on Friday so no one can really call you out on it. Also, dire wolves from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that those were real things?
Oh, yeah.
They went extinct about 10,000 years ago because their DNA was sufficiently... dissimilar to other wolves that they couldn't breed.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Too big?
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, they were just too big. Like, megalithic animals are so cool like that. Like, giant rhinoceri that are bigger than elephants. Oh, so cool.
I think it's rhinoceros.
They felt the same fate as this warty pig.
Oh, yes.
I love that. I love that the guy had a tiny pig and drew a giant pig.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How are things looking out there for you?
Yeah, good. You know, 34 is where we are around St. Louis. So, yes, it's snowing. A lot of it's melting. Treated roads are fine, though they're wet, as Sue said. However, you get past, let's say especially 94, you get out into St. Charles County, Franklin County, and points west. There's a little more snow out there as far as sticking on the grass, and some of the untreated roads will be slick because temperatures are 30, 31 degrees. There's still some squally snow out there. So, you know, even though it may be really light where you are right now, all of a sudden you could get into a snow squall where it's almost blinding snow, but only for a few minutes, and then it kind of goes away. This all tapers off after, let's say, 9 o'clock tonight. We just go to flurries after that. Still flurries around tomorrow. Still some flurries and sprinkles around on Sunday. It's colder, obviously, but it's not extreme cold. This is winter cold. It's January cold for the St. Louis area. So we're talking 35 tomorrow, 38 on Sunday. A Monday holiday for some folks, mix of clouds and sunshine and 42 degrees. So improving as we go through the weekend, but still kind of unsettled. No big storms, no big cold in sight.
Okay. Good, good. Which way in general? Which way in general do we go into next week?
You know, I don't have a really good answer. Everything's a little confused right now, which makes me confused. Mm-hmm. And so let's just put that on the back burner for now. Again, there's no big storms, no big cold, so gotcha. I don't see anything really rough coming.
Sue, I just saw your contribution to the Google Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Monkeys are holding things for ransom.
I kind of thought this was genius, but in Bali, it is kind of zoo news. In Bali, all right.
Up, come on.
There we go.
That all night.
Apparently, monkeys, if you go to visit a certain temple in Bali, have figured out that if they steal certain items, like they get in your purse and take your cell phone or anything that's of value to you, they run off. And then you have to pay them in food, and they'll give it back to you. And they've become really skilled, apparently, and they know what you value and what you don't. They won't take, like, an empty, you know, food bag from you. They won't take an empty camera case. But the longest negotiation has been 25 minutes bartering with monkeys until you give them food that they're happy with.
So, like,
and
you offer them a cookie, and they say no?
That's an mm-mm.
They shake their head no.
They throw it at you along with.
Mm-hmm.
Something weirdly chilling about the way Sue said they know what you value.
No, I'm telling you, that's what it said. I'm like, wow, that seems serious.
Aren't they capable of throwing poop at you too?
Okay. Yeah. Yep. However, they showed displeasure.
Yeah, I was going to say, lots of things are capable.
Yeah.
As an image for the weekend.
I'm more than capable.
The monkeys are like, don't take that Rolex. It's fake.
It's no
take something of value.
Exactly.
It's a power move in any negotiation.
It really is.
Being willing to
shake the head no.
Throw
poop.
But I wish we had an Uncle Fatty update.
Oh,
I really thought they'd find his fat ass.
I think he
went off to die.
I think he perished tragically. Yeah.
He knew he was going to die, and he wanted to be by himself. Mm-hmm.
Poor guy. You think he took a couple of 2 liters of Cherry Coke with him?
100%.
Sure, yeah.
One
everything
for the road.
Carry. Mm-hmm. What if he, like, works at a McDonald's over there now? Right?
No. Nope.
So they get, what so if he gets plays for the Cardinals?
I just mean
he's king.
I just mean, yeah. What if he's making a real? He's got a real deal going for himself.
Yeah, I'll have a quarter pounder cheese, large fries, and a Sprite. Wait a minute, don't I know you?
No, he took some bonbons and crossed over.
Uncle Fatty. Aww. Now there's a name I haven't heard in years.
Rach, you're not on board with the Home Alone 2?
I just, of all the things that are going on in the world right now, the fact that people are creating petitions to edit Donald Trump out of Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, just seems like there's other things we could be focused on, but
could not agree
more. I guess I'm in the minority here. Even Macaulay Culkin is like hopping on board and being like, I'm sold, let's do it, get him out of there.
And did you hear what they're going to... replace it.
They want a CGI 40-year-old Macaulay Culkin talking.
Yeah,
to
he would be
9-year-old.
Yeah,
what?
The adult Macaulay Culkin would take the place of Donald Trump in that role and would say like the lobby's down
to the left.
Have we decided that the right thing to do is to now just pretend that Donald Trump has never existed?
Like in an Egyptian pharaoh, we just scrape all the
Is that what we think that
scrape
the right
his name
thing
off
is?
All of the temples?
He's fallen out of favor, and now we're just gonna like strike his name from the history books. Like
he was in a lot of movies and TV shows. It would be pretty
tough
hard
to do.
To scrub
jeez,
him,
yeah.
You guys saw the PGA. Took his courses away.
Yeah,
they're not playing his courses. Yeah, and over in Ireland and Scotland and England, they're saying no Turnberry in the rotation anymore, which was his course.
Mm-hmm. Rach, you have some headlines for us?
I sure do. Give me a second here. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. If you want to eat healthier in the new year, pick up a free copy of Simply Schnucks magazine and find all of the healthy inspiration you need. Schnucks.com/SimplySchnucks.
Hey, I found where it says Swarty.
Oh.
Andrew, you want to corroborate that for me?
Well, I'm the one who... It does say Swarty. It almost says something else if you read it fast enough.
Hold on. I can't see.
It's okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry. I can't read it.
No, it's okay. My fault.
It's like back kind of headlines. Moving. My it's like fault. Shaking. No, like... it's okay.
From 12 feet away moving. Look, Rach.
Rach, it's right there at the top. Come on. We know you have horrible
eyes. Play some Zoo News music. Right. When that happens, just play some more music.
Also, if I'm the first one to go here, make sure that I'm in a casket, and when you go up, you have to lift the lid to pay your respects, and that song plays every time you lift the lid.
Oh, like that's
like a greeting card.
But then goes off each time you put it down.
Like a greeting card, yeah.
And then you lower the lid.
Oh, that's great.
I think we should all do that.
It would really lighten the mood, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
I'm changing my directives
Jay
right now.
Jay was a good man.
Nick standing next to your grave like...
Dollar General will pay its workers to get the COVID vaccine. They say they realize that it is a personal decision and they would not require their workers to get the vaccine. But if you do get the vaccine as a Dollar General worker, you will get a one-time payment equivalent to 4 hours of pay after your completed vaccination. Wouldn't be surprised
if we can
see...
only get it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of companies do that, to go, hey, it's your personal decision, but we'll make it worth your while.
That's nice, I guess.
Do, do, do.
Why don't people want it? Help me out. I understand that some people are just anti-vax. I understand some people...
rushed. It was done too fast, not enough testing.
Okay.
I don't know what the... Yeah.
And it also, there's the conspiracy side of it where... there's the belief that they can track you through vaccines and all kinds of...
Right, they're putting little microchips in
the
vaccine.
Very, very silly beliefs like that.
Hey, if they want to track me, go ahead, waste
your
time.
Yeah, go for it. Track me, I don't care.
Fox News has a new White House correspondent. Peter Ducey, who followed Joe Biden's entire presidential campaign, will now be a White House correspondent. Just thought that was kind of relevant because a lot of times these correspondents pop up in the news because of
whatever interaction. What if he's taking John Roberts' place?
I don't think that's John Roberts' exact...
I think he's the senior White House correspondent.
Gotcha.
They have several. I think every organization has
Kristen
several.
Kristen Fisher is another. She's still going to be a correspondent. Mm-hmm. But this is kind of a little promotion for him, so good for Peter Ducey. I thought this was cute for Valentine's Day. Grace Meat Plus Three. You like that restaurant,
yeah,
Dave?
I do.
They have fried chicken bouquets for Valentine's Day. So you can order this for your sweetheart. A fried chicken and bubbles package. Basically, fried chicken in a bouquet and a bottle
Brilliant.
Of champagne.
Yeah,
I thought that was cute. That was a really
cute.
Good idea.
Yeah.
So earlier this week, I told you guys that President-elect Joe Biden would be taking the Amtrak from Wilmington to Washington, D.C. for his inauguration. Unfortunately, those plans have changed amid security concerns. So
Good.
We don't get a fun train ride anymore. Dave does not like the train ride at all.
Dumbest idea ever.
Totally.
Definition of unnecessary
right?
risk.
Yeah. Hey, everyone,
yeah,
I know the world's melting down, but I'm going to ride my bike.
This is reminding me of an email I got earlier today from a, it says, the subject is betting odds on the inauguration, gamble on the Amtrak train Biden will take, and more. And then all of these different bets I can take. I mean, they've canceled the Amtrak ride. This broke yesterday or the day before. But here's some of the things I could bet on if I would like to. Will Joe Biden take the oath in front of the Capitol? What color tie will Joe be wearing? Will Joe greet Mike Pence at the inauguration? Will Trump be in D.C. on Inauguration Day? Most of these things we already know the answer to. Will he be in Mar-a-Lago on Inauguration Day? Number of times Donald Trump Jr. tweets on January 20th. Will Joe and Jill Biden share a dance on the virtual inauguration? The things you can bet on in the good old U.S. of A. Just thought that was kind of funny.
Putting all my money on the dance.
Gary Sinise, you've worked with him, Dave.
I have. Good
is
man.
Is receiving the Lincoln Leadership Prize for 2021 for all of his work that he has done with veterans over the
That's
years.
That's great.
Has he never
cool.
received the Medal of Freedom? Because if he has not, that is a,
don't believe
a
so.
Travesty.
Wow.
Well, you got to give it to Rush Limbaugh and Devin Nunez first.
Right. Yeah, Devin Nunez got it before Gary Sinise.
Before the guy building homes for veterans.
I think Dave's back with us. You back, Dave?
I think he was back, and then I think that was the out sound.
I don't think he's a Gary Sinise fan. He didn't like Lieutenant Dan.
Not talking about this guy again.
Final story here. The Smithsonian is gathering artifacts from the riot at the U.S. Capitol last week. This will be at the Smith. I mean, it's a huge part of American history.
Yeah.
We've always had a peaceful transition of power. This has been kind of a stain, so they're gathering some items to keep at the Smithsonian, and then they will disperse some more artifacts to other museums throughout the country.
Will you guys be personally angry if they cut deals and the people who stormed the Capitol do not do any jail time?
Yeah,
they now have 275 open cases for people who are inside.
Why would they be cutting the deals?
I just think there's going to be a lot of pressure. You're going to put 275 Americans in jail and blah, blah, blah. I don't want them to cut deals. I'm just anticipating that they will.
Got to be something, though, that happens. Yeah, whether it's a fine or community service or whatever. Hmm. Something's got to happen.
Yeah, I think I would only be angry if the ones who were caught red-handed being truly violent and displaying like things that you could maybe call sedition.
Yeah.
Those people can't be cut in any deals.
Right.
Someone killed a cop. I
yes.
don't know if we know, right. have any idea who right. that could have been or whatever,
yeah.
but somebody literally.
And the guy who threw the fire extinguisher. Something's
yeah.
got to happen.
We have the sound. I don't know if we want to play it or not, but the sound of the guy who did an interview last night, I think on Cuomo, beard guy, good looking dude, who says he's the one that they were just carrying down the stairs and beating him.
The officer.
Oh, yeah.
Who
yeah.
thought he was going to die. And he said, I thought about using my firearm to shoot as many people as I could because he thought he was going to die. He said, I started screaming, I have children. And then some of the mob started trying to protect him. But people were saying, kill him with his own gun.
Oh, my.
And so he thought about pulling his gun and shooting people. But he said, I knew if I did, a lot of them had guns and they would start shooting. And I didn't want to be responsible for 12 people getting killed. But it wasn't just violent inside. It was, and one of the guys, big ugly beard guy, there's a picture of him. He looks like Chumlee from Pawn Stars, who beat a cop with a flag, who 10 minutes earlier is on tape screaming, the only, what is it? Anyone else see it? The only answer for the Capitol Police is death. And people are just painting this like a bunch of either innocents or patriots. Just, hey, the door is open. We went in. It's our house.
Yeah, we have a lot of video that says otherwise.
Lots.
Thanks, Dave.
Just saying, that's what should play when you open my casket. That makes sense. Don't touch me! Are you guys old enough?
Nah.
Don't touch me!
Don't touch me.
Are you old enough to remember Ryan's Steakhouse at Alton Square?
Mm-mm. No.
They had tenderloin tips. Damn. I couldn't imagine fancier living. It was, I can still see exactly where it was. On the bottom. Is Olga's in the top or the bottom?
The top.
Top.
It was downstairs in the corner, and it was a line. Like a line out the door. God.
What's that like at the old
school? I know. Can you even imagine?
I can't.
There is a Bonanza, kind of by Fast Eddie's on Broadway. Again, just going to Europe didn't make me any happier than like on a Thursday night when mom and dad say, like, you know what, let's go to Bonanza.
What kind of place was Bonanza?
Oh, it's like a Ponderosa.
You don't know Bonanza? Why did I just say it like you said it? I didn't even say that to be funny.
Bonanza.
You're in my head.
I know Ponderosa.
Then you know Bonanza.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
But Bonanza's better.
Man, okay.
I was just thinking about Ponderosa yesterday. Because my dad loved Ponderosa. When it was open in Alton, he'd be like, let's go to the family restaurant.
Hey, he's not crazy.
And all I wanted was the fried chicken wings and the soft serve ice cream machine.
Oh, that's, man, that's soft serve.
That really is. Did you ever dip it in it?
Chicken?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Man, the buffet places were great because they had the soft serve ice cream machine. Like, you couldn't convince your parents to go get you.
It seemed impossible as a kid.
And then they'd have the little bowl of chocolate chips that you could put on the ice cream.
Mm-hmm. This is impossible.
It's totally impossible.
The chocolate pudding, all you could eat.
Oh, yeah.
Which now seems like...
Oh, but they've even got tiramisu.
Even before COVID, it seemed like you'd get COVID from just a big, giant bowl of chocolate pudding sitting there.
Yeah,
it wasn't a big bowl, wasn't it? With a spoon.
Yeah, just a big freaking bowl. And you're like,
your dad's watching. Your dad's standing behind you watching you go, oh, boy, I love chocolate pudding.
Okay. I remember whenever they first opened Golden Corral in Alton and then like you could get a steak and they would cook it for you and it's like, wait, this is part of the meal? You're gonna cook me my own 2 millimeter thick steak?
Are they gone forever?
No, they're gone. They're still around.
Golden Corral's open now?
Golden Corral's open in Alton right now.
The Chinese buffet is open too.
They were talking about banning buffets. I'm not kidding.
Seriously. You got to respect Alton. Here I am. I'm like, guys, do you think there will ever be a buffet open anywhere again in the world? He's like, oh, it's one open right now.
Hey, look, they've got a mask mandate over there in Illinois, but not in Alton.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
If you feel like it, you put it on.
A lot of places will do the around the chin, right? So they are technically wearing it. It's just not covering their mouth and nose in any way.
What's your first plate and all you can eat?
Oh, my gosh. Everybody's gonna laugh, but it's salad. Buffet salads
are
great because you can load up
with
the
stuff
bacon
you'd never put on it at home,
and the ham and the
ham.
It's more
salad.
Like a it's more like
Tony Colombo knows how to live.
It's more like a pile of
ham salad,
salami, cheese, bacon.
Hey guys, and you're at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Ranch.
Watch
dressing.
Your first plate.
Ham salad.
Well, I like lettuce, and I like ham.
Yeah. It's basically just all of those things and a couple of pieces of lettuce. It's more like just a plate of meat and cheese with ranch.
I'll tell you one move I have that I don't have at home, and I could. I can afford tartar sauce. I don't own it. When I'm in an all-you-can-eat, I put tartar sauce on everything.
On your ham salad?
I love chicken dipped in tartar sauce, chocolate pudding. I love it on everything.
I can afford tartar sauce, Dave Glover 2021.
And I don't own it. You'd think I'd have the biggest thing of tartar sauce ever.
At Golden Corral, step one is you got to fill up on rolls like a fool, because that's what I do. Eat a ton of those honey.
Oh, that is a rookie mistake.
Get a ton of those honey rolls. Better than anything else on the menu.
Fill it up on bread?
Yeah, you don't get the good stuff. You gotta get your money's worth.
But it's special. I mean, have you been to Golden Corral, Sue?
No.
They have these, they have, shocking, they have these honey roll. They're like these delicious, soft, warm rolls baked in honey.
That's a nice dessert. You got to get the meat first.
Well, it's not like a cinnamon bun. It's like a, it is a roll.
Okay, but then are you too full
What's
to dig in?
What's the argument
in?
That's happening right now?
I don't know. I lost track.
He eats it first, she eats it last.
Can I be completely honest what's happening in my
Men
mind right now?
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Here I am, top rated show, almost top of the hour. You two fools are fighting, and I'm just thinking about putting tartar sauce on chicken. And then I heard him go, well, it's not a cinnamon roll. And I'm like, what did I miss over here as I was fantasizing about tartar?
Like, oh, boy, I got to get
not
some
not a honey bun,
sauce.
Sue.
Okay, all right.
It's savory. God.
God, you frustrate me.
I'm just trying to get your money's worth. That's all I'm doing.
It's not a Twinkie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.